From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, December 11th. Coming up, we'll hear what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Central Illinois could see some snow today. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard has more.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for Champaign County and surrounding portions of East Central Illinois beginning at 3 p.m. this afternoon through 6 a.m. Friday. Snow will begin to fall across Champaign-Urbana late this afternoon into the evening, with periods of moderate to heavy snowfall through the overnight. 2 to 4 inches of new snow accumulation, with locally higher amounts, are expected by Friday morning, with another shot of Arctic air and several inches of accumulating snow expected on Saturday. For Illinois Public Media News, I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
The National Weather Service's winter weather advisory is in effect from 3 p.m. this afternoon to 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. You can stay up to date on your forecast 24/7 at ipmnewsroom.org. According to CU Public Health, Champaign County is projected to be short over 300 beds for skilled nursing care by next year. It's one of the worst shortages in the state. But recently, the state of Illinois awarded a grant to start a new project that aims to create a new skilled nursing facility in the area. Kathy Emanuel is with the grassroots nonprofit Advocates for Aging Care. She says they'll partner with the University of Illinois, Parkland College, and Carle Hospital on the initiative.
We have been talking to some potential developers who would come in and develop a facility here if we can bring the community together to support that effort. We think we might be able to have put together enough of an incentive package to attract somebody here.
Emanuel says she hopes the project will break ground this coming summer and be completed the following year. A commission formed in honor of an unarmed Black woman murdered in her Springfield area home last year has unveiled their 26 calls to action. Mawa Iqbal reports.
The Massey Commission was named after 36-year-old Sonia Massey, who was shot by a former deputy after she had called 911 for help. Their action items largely focus on police reforms, like establishing uniform background checks and psych evals for potential hires. Commission member Sante Massey, Sonia's cousin, addressed the county board last night.
The calls to action aren't just recommendations. They are a promise that this county can be different. My cousin deserved that. Your families deserve that. And our community is asking you to help us build it.
While the commission is no longer meeting, Massey says they will host listening sessions for the public to offer feedback. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A new study shows a closing gap between what men and women are paid at Illinois companies. Nearly 4,000 companies submitted wage and demographic information on more than 3 million positions to the State Department of Labor starting in 2021. It found women are paid 91 to 93 cents for every dollar men make in similar positions. Dr. Robert Bruno directs the Project for Middle Class Renewal at the University of Illinois, which conducted the study. He hopes these pay gaps will disappear entirely.
Pay should be based on skill. It should be based on the fit, you know, of the person to the job. It should be based on the task that they perform. And there should be no irrelevant considerations.
The same study found Black and Hispanic workers make 90 to 94 cents for every dollar a white person makes in a similar role. Still to come, we'll hear what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for cloudy skies with snow likely late in the day and a high of 29 degrees with a west wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, snow likely with a low of 24 degrees. New snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches likely with a southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 32 degrees. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 12 degrees. A northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Saturday, cloudy and cold with accumulating snow likely in a high of 15 degrees with a northwest wind 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, we're less than 2 months away from the start of early voting. We'll talk about what's happening leading up to the primary, from the governor's race to congressional campaigns across Illinois. Plus, we'll take a literary tour of the Midwest with the editor of a new collection called Lingering Inland. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, December 11th, Certified Organic, celebrating the legacy of Black music. This is at Gallery Art Bar in Urbana, starting at 7 p.m. Celebrate Black arts and culture with a live band.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Again, that's Certified Organic at 7 p.m. at the Gallery Art Bar in Urbana.
And that same evening at 7:30 p.m. at the Station Theater in Urbana, you can watch Dot. This is a play by Coleman Domingo about familial love and challenges during the holiday season. It runs through December 21st. You can find all of those dates at stationtheater.ludus.com.
And on Friday, December 12th, Dial a Carol. This is all day December 12th through December 18th. University of Illinois students volunteer to sing Christmas carols and other holiday tunes live, on demand, over the phone. It's a 24/7 phone line. It will be going all week. That number is 217-332-1882.
And that same evening at Kenny's West Side in Peoria, the Way Down Wanderers see this indie folk band perform in their hometown. Doors will be opening at 7 p.m. and the show is at 8 p.m. Again, that is the Way Down Wanderers.
On Saturday, December 13th, there's a book signing with local authors. This is at Ryburn Place Gifts and Gab in Normal, Illinois. From 10 a.m. to noon and then from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., you can meet and greet three local authors who will sign copies of their works.
And if you're looking to be part of a musical, there are auditions for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. These auditions are happening at DLO Musical Theater in Danville from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Find out more information at dlomusicaltheater.com.
And also on Saturday, December 13th, it's a wonderful radio show. This is on the 13th and 14th. Shows are at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. on the 13th and at 2 p.m. on the 14th. This is on the third floor of the Decatur Area Arts Council building. See and hear an adapted version of It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play with live actors.
And on Sunday, December 14th, join CU Sings, People's Chorus, for their seasonal concert. This is happening at 5:30 p.m. at the Wesley United Methodist Church in Urbana. This is Light and Joy, Carols for All. Kimberly, do you have a favorite Christmas carol?
I was thinking that, and I was going to ask you that question, and I cannot think of, I can think of so many right now. I'm in the Dickensian carolers, and every song I say, oh, wow, yeah, I like this one. I like this one. Do you have one?
Well, it's not a carol per se, but I love All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
Honestly, I do too. And I know that people don't, but we love it.
No, it's a classic for me. Again, that is Light and Joy, Carols for All on Sunday, December 14th.
Now, for more information on these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And some notes before we go. Some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
Event dates and times are subject to change. And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Andrew Pritchard, Alyssa Eaton, Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, Kimberly Schofield, and Adeline Moy. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.